We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Trying to figure out why I'm so single, even though I'll eat your booty. My guest today, oh boy, she's very, very funny. She wrote for James Corden, and now she's currently the head writer of Drop the Mic on TBS, and she's written for so many things, and she does stand up, and she's so funny. Eliza Skinner!
Me!
Oh, Eliza, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a real treat. We talk about online dating and just dating in general and how men are trash all the time.
Yep.
So it's nice to have it on the record that we both think men are trash and terrible.
Invite the world into the conversation.
So you, you're currently single, yes.
Yes.
And you online date, right?
No.
No?
In theory, I online date, but it just, so I got rid of the, you know, I've gone from at points having all of the apps and now I'm down to just one. I got rid of Tinder, got rid of Bumble. Too many guys on Bumble were like trying to teach me how to be, you know, better at feminism, social justice, and music choices. Like, I was just like, I don't need your lessons. I'm done. It's so much daddying. And then on Tinder, I got screenshotted twice.
Oh no!
And put on Twitter, people being like, "Oh my god, look who I found!" And I'm like, "I'm not that kind of famous. I didn't sign up for that."
That sucks.
Yeah. So I was like, "Well, I don't want to do this."
It's almost like shaming you for being single and actively looking.
Yeah. Well, it's also, I think that people think when you come up on their phone, you actually were like, "Ding dong." Do you want to date me? Because, like, no, I didn't.
No,
I don't.
Not at all. Yeah. I just happened to have shown up in your feed.
Yeah. I tried.
That's happened once to me, and I messaged the person. I was like, do you mind taking this down? And the same has happened with, like, stand-up sets. I mean, I guess it's different, where, like, someone has taken a clip and, like, put it on YouTube, and I'm like, oh, you don't understand that if I haven't released it myself, it's still a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a dating profile. If I'm not taken, I'm still a work in progress.
You need that sweatshirt. I even re-signed up for it when I was traveling, because my friends have been like, yo, when you're in England, it's going to be different.
Was it different? Was it good?
No.
No.
It wasn't. It was exactly the same. I had a couple of guys sending me delightful gifts, which that was cute.
Oh, okay.
But that also might have been like just the trend, and I had been away from Tinder that long. And
I do think it is a trend now for men to send gifts.
There we go.
Because they're like, I'm cute and quirky. Yeah. Do you want to talk to me?
Yeah. When I had left, it was, hey, I'm taking this seriously. And so now I guess it's
really
who needs to.
Yeah, I've never had anyone say that they were taking this seriously.
Well, not like say that, but have that attitude. That like, so tell me about you. Like, whatever.
I want to read to you a couple of Tinder conversations that I've had.
Oh God.
So this man Spencer, who I guess I shouldn't say his name. I mean, who cares? He's like not cute to me. Oh no, I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Wait, what are you doing? I have a theory why he won't date you.
Well, I didn't say it to his face. And there's 100 Spencers, maybe millions of Spencers in LA.
Okay.
But this one's 26 and I won't say where he went to school.
I mean, just give his phone number at this point.
Well, it's Tinder. I don't have his phone number. Oh. He said, hey, Nicole, you have the prettiest smile I've seen this year. What do you like to do for fun? And for whatever reason, someone saying I have the prettiest smile they've seen all year, that's a lie. Yeah. That's a flat out lie. Well, saw a baby at some point. You saw like a gorgeous supermodel at some point.
It feels like not only it's such a lie that it's clearly a line.
Yes.
And I'm not really mad at people cutting and pasting lines because I'm like I've heard women get really upset about that. And I'm like, they don't know me yet. If I have a conversation with them and they see undeniably how awesome I am and then still like, try to cut paste stuff with me? Well, then that, sure, I would be offended. But I'm nobody to them at the first line.
It is the first line. I am nobody to him. I'm just mad it's a lie. He could have said, I really
That's
love
true.
Your smile. Like, it's a beautiful smile. Not the prettiest smile you've seen all year. And I know I'm being very petty.
No, but I think that's a good thing to note. Lied off the first line.
Yes.
That's
I don't
how
trust
we can
you
define
now.
This guy. Yeah.
So I lied back to him. Well, I didn't lie. I was just very... He said, what do you like to do for fun? So I said, thank you for the prettiest smile. And then I said, I love shoplifting, which is true, but an insane thing to say to someone in a first message.
Yep.
I was trying to match his insanity. So then he said, what's the best thing you ever shoplifted? And if someone said to me,
I think
shoplifting, I'd be like, you're a criminal, but I'm interested. I don't know. I would have like addressed it. So then I said purses, very expensive ones. In my heyday, I love stealing Coach bags. And then he said, nice. So what's the craziest shit you've ever done? I said, probsies, stealing a car, or snorting meth. How about you? I stole a car once when I was in college, and I accidentally snorted meth once. So they're all truths, but I was like, if I'm going to say something wild, like, you have to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
So he acknowledged it by not messaging me after that.
Well, good.
So, Spencer, bye-bye.
Oh, my
And gosh. Then, let's see. I matched with this guy named, I guess I shouldn't say the names. His name is Derry. And he said, your t-shirt is a purple penis eater. Because I'm holding a penis and wearing a monster shirt. I'll show it to you in a little bit. And I said, it is. And he said, where's that Christmas tree? Because another picture's with a Christmas tree.
Oh, he's like, look, I look at pictures.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I'm now rereading this. And I like literally, okay.
Did you write back to him accidentally?
No. So he said, where's the Christmas tree? I said, Michigan. Then I said, Dari, where are you from? He said, New York via Maine. I assume you're from Michigan. And I was like, ew, why Michigan? Not thinking I had just told him that I had taken a picture of Michigan. And he goes, oh, because of the tree. I was like, that's so weird. That picture was taken at a wedding in Michigan. Now I understand why he didn't respond back to
you
me.
You sounded
because
insane.
Now I sound crazy.
You sound insane or just texting 18 million other people at the same time.
That's what it was. I was texting a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, that's always flattering when I get a text and I'm like, oh, you are definitely texting other people right now.
Definitely was. And I guess now I feel bad. Oh, well.
Yeah, when I signed back on in England, as people had told me to, a dude came at me through my fan page on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Was like, I just saw you on Tinder. Sorry, I know this is a bit cheeky. But
did you go out with
him? No.
Oh, I would have.
Oh, no way.
If anyone said cheeky to me in a message, I'd be like, well, yeah, I guess I have to suck your dick.
I don't want to go out with a fan. No.
Okay. Fans never want to go out with me. I don't even know if I have fans.
Well, here's the thing. It's not that I don't want to go out with the concept of a fan. It's every fan who I've ever met who did want to go out with me is like... imagine a vampire who collects trains and coloring books for adults. That's the guy who comes up to me.
Honestly, I could color with a vampire. Like, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, no.
I've just gotten to a point in my life where I'm like, I'll do anything. I'll try any man. And I think that's called desperation. And my mother used to say men can smell desperation.
Yeah, everybody can.
So I'm just stinky. I reek of desperation. So, okay, you're not on Tinder anymore, so you're on Raya. And I've mentioned Raya before on this show. And if you are just listening right now, Raya is a dating app that's like very exclusive.
It was supposed to be for creatives, quote unquote,
yes,
in the industry, quote unquote.
Yes, but it's just a lot of like Instagram models and photographers.
Yep.
Because I'm finally on it. I was waitlisted for 3 years.
How'd you get on it, Nicole?
I got on it because my friend Eliza Skinner knew how badly I wanted to be amongst the beautiful people. And what was it? They emailed you and they're like,
Yeah, you got one friend in for free.
Which
like,
is
like, no
crazy.
Questions asked, just anybody, you tell us. And I was like, okay, Nicole.
Which is bananas. And it's also bananas because I was told the criteria to getting on was having like a large Instagram following.
Yeah, that's what, I know people who have like no, the criteria I was told was like having, not necessarily famous, but like,
credits.
Yeah, having credits, having some kind of substantial career.
Yes. And 3 years ago, I was doing pretty okay. And, or
for
maybe
sure.
It was 2 years ago. I don't remember. I don't even know how long the thing's been around. It's been more than a year. That's all I know.
It's not as old as Girl Code.
No.
So.
No, and that's where I got all my followers from. And I've been working pretty consistently since. And I was like, why won't they let me on? And my roommate, who was on SNL and has, you know, a decent career, has like way less Instagram followers. And I was like, so this isn't a follower thing. What is it? And then I was like, I think it's racism.
Yeah.
I think I'm too fat and too black.
I mean, I think that's the only thing that makes
sense.
Also,
I have not seen any fat people and I haven't seen any black people.
Oh, I've seen heavy dudes.
Really? Oh, well.
And black dudes. Tons of black dudes.
Really? They only let me swipe a couple times a day.
Oh, yeah. You get to the end of it. I've gotten there where it's like, we're fostering a community.
Yeah. And I was like, what fucking community? You just showed me someone in Australia. Like, what are you doing?
That's what I
hate. Show them all to me.
That's what I hate, that you're supposed to be like a jet setter and date some dude in Denmark. No, thank you. I don't want that. One time I accidentally swiped on a guy in Hong Kong and he wrote back to me, which also people in Raya, like tons of them don't right back, myself included. It's awful. And one guy like immediately wrote me and was like, hi, you've swiped on me, but I'm in Hong Kong and we'll never meet. Oh, well.
What a bummer. He doesn't know
goodbye,
your life plans.
Goodbye, mutual crush haver. And I was like, well, let's not get carried away. but it was so sad.
Well, dumb on him. He doesn't know where you're going to be. He doesn't know where he's going to be.
I know. I know. What magic we could have made.
You could have made magic. Yeah. I'm trying to make some Raya magic.
It's not good. None of them are good.
I love it. I have it. So it's men and
it
women.
Yeah.
And the women
on
there.
Oh, you have it turned on to show both.
Yes.
Because you can turn that off if you want.
No, I refuse.
Well, great.
The
women all look like they live in the sea and have their own Etsy store where they sell beads for hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they all are on the beach all the time. Mm-hmm. And they like bevel their legs. Mm-hmm. And they all have like titties.
Yeah, I had stand up about it where I'm like, yeah, so I see what people are seeing. And then it comes to me and I'm like, ha, I'm a pig that has a lollipop. I make jokes for you. You want to date me?
I saw your profile and I thought you looked beautiful.
Well, thank you.
And I thought it was very well done. And I hearted you. But we didn't match.
Because I don't see girls.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
That is wild that they would show me women who didn't want to see other women.
Well, they do that to men too. So that's what all the dudes that I swipe on who don't connect with me, I'm like, you're gay. You're just gay, and they don't allow for people to filter that out in this app. So
that's so weird.
That's what I tell myself to to tell me that I'm so pretty. There's no other reason someone wouldn't want to be with me.
Well, I don't know. I'm always confused. I've matched with so many pretty men, but it's not a swiping thing. You have to, like, press it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, you made an active choice to heart me, but, like, why aren't you talking to me? I don't know.
That's
I want you to look at my Tinder profile.
Okay.
I've changed it. I added some new pictures. Also,
what's your song on Raya?
It's Kaya, My Neck, My Back. So on Raya, you have to pick a song that goes with a slideshow of, I'll let you look at both. It's a slideshow and of like your pictures and stuff and like videos and then a song, which is like so obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my Tinder profile. It says I'm 28, which is a lie. I can't change it on Facebook. It won't let me. Also, I have several Facebook pages. It's a whole thing.
I get it. I've been there. Okay. Your makeup is great.
Thank you.
The face is beat.
Thank you.
Oh, is this a new picture? Because this was just on Instagram.
Which one's that one? That is my new picture.
Yeah, that's very cute.
So it's me in front of a pink wall in Malibu.
In mm-hmm. little short overalls.
Little overalls.
And a cute
stripy
shirt.
Yeah.
Smiling. They say smiling is important.
Really?
Yeah, I like never smile in my photos.
Oh, is it because they're like, oh, you'll come off as a bitch if you're not smiling?
Yeah, I think so. No, I think that it's like men actually want women who'll be, I don't know, nice to them. So,
well, don't swipe on me because I'll
walking.
Beat your dick. Just kidding. I'll beat it with my mouth. I'm so thirsty.
I've heard many times on this podcast about the bookshelf climbing photo. Now I get to see it. I didn't realize you were wearing a wrist to ankle bodysuit. It's a full bodysuit.
Uh-huh.
When I think bodysuit, I think like, you know, basically like bathing suit sort of thing.
No,
or like
no,
leotard.
This is a cat suit, if you will.
So it's like, it's like I could, someone could green screen out, if
the
it was green screen, the bookshelf and make it like the side of a building.
I would love if someone could do that. You can find these pictures on my Facebook page. It's my Facebook fan page. It's a... Nicole Byer Comedy on Facebook. And then if you go to photos, there's an album there. And I need to update it. So like the pink wall picture is not there yet. But it will be, don't worry.
And then the Christmas photo.
Yes. Where I'm humping a tree.
I've heard. And yeah, okay. We were with a tree. If it was a boomerang, it would be hilarious.
Sure. Ah, dang. I got to get back to Michigan.
It's not.
I can't believe I fucked up that conversation so hard with that man.
Well, I mean, I think that it's saying your head's not in the game.
No, because I truly was like, my mind was blown that he knew where the tree was. And if I had just scrolled up before answering him, maybe I'll message him back and be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I seem insane. No, it's done.
No. Yeah.
It's whatever.
Yeah. Because I mean, his assessment was right. Your head wasn't
also
in the game.
His name is Dairy. Or Dari.
That's weird.
I can't scream Dari when I'm riding
I
him.
I bet you could try.
Ooh, Dari!
See? You did it. You and Clyde,
mm-hmm.
which is just adorable. It's saying, this one says, hey, we could be a family.
Mm-hmm. And I'll bring this little dumb dog.
Yeah. Oh, and then we could be a nasty family.
It's me and a heart.
Yeah. Making like a...
like
face.
I'm gonna fuck you face.
Yeah,
that was taken in Australia.
Very cute. These are good pictures.
Okay, now press the home button twice. Okay, and then swipe to Raya.
Oh, there we go. Oh, and the pink picture is your number one picture in that.
It is.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That's your first.
Oh wow! I thought it was the dick one.
Uh-uh. Dick is well.
Here,
the dick
turn
is the first
the sound on.
The dick is the first one in the slideshow. So you have your profile picture mm-hmm. and then your slideshow.
I guess I fucked that up.
As soon as we start the slideshow, oh, it's not you. This is a delightful profile. I mean, this says. This is going to be fun.
Don't stop, just do it, man. You roll your tongue from the crack back to the front.
This is a great profile.
Thank you.
Your makeup and your hair look flawless.
Thank you.
You're looking fun. You're all over the place. You're out in the sunshine. I mean, which is like, that's a deal breaker for me. But I think for
to
other
be
people,
out in the sun?
I don't want to see your skiing, your surfing picture. No, I don't like to go out in the sun. I don't want to do those things with
you. I love beaches, and that's the most outdoorsy thing I'll ever do.
Mm-mm, no.
I'm not going on hikes. I'm not ziplining. I went to Mexico with Sashir, and we were ziplining. And I was like, what is the weight limit for ziplining? I don't want to break this in a foreign country and die. And the man looked at me, and he went, I think you're okay.
That's comforting.
It wasn't comforting.
Yeah.
I was like, then I'm not doing this if you think I'll be okay. And thank God I didn't do it, because this very big man who was like 6'4", but not like fat. He was just like a solid man.
Yeah.
He, at the end of the zip line, was like dipping into the water. Ugh. And then they had a huge problem getting him out. He like got stuck. And I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no thanks.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it looks fun. I think that's a great
Thank
profile.
You. Why do you think I'm single?
So many reasons.
Give them to me.
Okay, I think it's really tough for outgoing women who are successful and driven and have a lot of opinions.
Mm.
I think that it's not impossible, but I think that it's That's not the traditional woman.
No.
And so the traditional roots of finding someone and making it work, those don't really work either. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you seen Whitney Cummings' last special?
Ooh, it was on HBO. I think I watched maybe half of it.
I remember watching. I was like really surprised that she talks a bunch about how she's pretty much undateable. And part of her thing is she's like, yeah.
For whatever reason, I thought she was married.
No. Well, she was like, turns out guys are not super turned on by homeownership. I worked so hard to build all this stuff, get all this stuff. Turns out that's not what impresses them. In fact, it turns a lot of them off. And I mean, I think that's good self-selection, because I think anyone who is turned off by that stuff, like, I don't want to be with them, and I don't want you to want to be with someone like that. But I do think that it makes it tougher. And I think there's a lot of people here in this industry that we are both in who are very insecure, both maybe fundamentally, but also like whatever position you're at, wherever you're at with your career, it's not where you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
No one is like, well, I mean, this is pretty much all I wanted to do. You know, if they have a TV show, they're like, why don't I have a movie? If they have a movie, they're like, why don't I have more movies and a series and get to direct them also? You know, so everybody is insecure about something. And to have someone who is doing well and their own thing and also has ideas about the way they want things done and the next things they want to do, I think doesn't feel comforting to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Truly, as you started that, I was like, maybe I get myself a shitty apartment. So when I date a man, I can bring him to a shitty apartment instead of my house.
No.
Which is such an insane thought. But honestly, that's the first thought that popped in my head. I was like, how can I make myself seem shittier than I am?
Well, but no, I don't think
Wait,
that it's...
Eliza.
Oh, sorry.
We have to take a break. And then we'll continue talking. What a dream of a break! Sorry. Okay, what were you saying?
Well, I was going to say that I don't think that that's everybody. I think that just like selects out, like, we can't date the whole population, right? Mm-hmm. And there's going to be different things that cut people out, because like some people don't live in the same town as you. And then some people are not attracted to the gender that you are, or the way that you look, or the age range. You might not be in an appropriate age range for them. And then also I think there's a lot of industry stuff that makes it prickly for people and difficult. But it's not everybody. And I do think that like, it's also not easy for me. I am used to dating people who are more successful, more established than me. Mm-hmm. And then I got to a certain point where I was like, ooh, that's a smaller pool than it used to be. I mean, good for me.
Yeah.
But it's gotten littler. Maybe it's time to start figuring out how to date people who are less successful than me, younger than me, and what that dynamic is, and like learn to be okay with that. But that also means that the dudes have to be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that I think you and I are both on a kind of new woman path that just hasn't been laid out. Like it doesn't look like dating used to.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't date a lot. I like really don't make it past like two or three dates with somebody, but I feel like everybody I've been with has been like pretty much my equal.
Did they feel like that though?
I have no idea. It's not anything at three dates you talk about.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that it's like I think most men are like they want to take care of women, and they know, and it's obvious how how to do so. And with women who take care of themselves, it's less obvious what their role is and where they fit in to take care of them.
Yeah, I don't know how a man could ever take care of me. Like, I'm fine.
Yeah. Like, girls who are, like, you know, don't smush bugs and, like to cook. They clean up.
I mean, when does that happen? When does a woman decide that they cook and that they like Pinterest? Like, when is it a thing, like an age where that happens? Because I don't think I'm ever going to be like a traditional girly woman. I don't know. Like, all the women I see in TVs and movies, I'll read scripts and shit and I'll be like, what?
But the reason that you're not going to be a girly woman, well, that's two different things. First of all, the reason that you're not going to be a girly woman is why you're going to be exactly right for the people that you do find.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, how do we fucking find them?
Yeah.
But also, the scripts that you write, a lot of those are written by dudes, and that's why those women feel completely, like, unrelatable.
You're right, because I'll, like, watch things, and I'll be like, no woman's ever been like that.
Yeah.
Who's like that. Like, the whole... Like, a Manny Pixie Dream Girl who's just, like, whimsical and dances in and out of your life. Like, there's very few women who are actually like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've accidentally been that to people.
Have you?
Yeah, and then look back and been like, oh, my God, I was a Manic Pixie Dream Girl to them. Where I'd, like, ask weird questions and then be like, I can't talk to you for a while. And then just be
I
a
want
weirdo.
That. I want to be that. I'm too... I think I get too involved, like, 100% in things for me to be whimsical and in and out of someone's life. I just want to be with somebody.
When I say that I've been that to people, it's not on purpose. Like, to them, I've looked like a Manic Pixie Dream Girl, I realize. But to me, I've been like, oh, my God. What do I say to him? Say something interesting. No, don't. What about, and like ask the third question that I think of, and then be like, I'm thinking about this person too much. I have to not talk to them. And then like stop talking to them. So it's definitely not me being like.
And I see how that seems to do these, like, I don't know. She asked me what kind of potatoes I liked and then like never messaged me back.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start asking weird questions.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always try to say something a little strange just to be like, I'm a weirdo. And either they just stop talking or they're fucking boring.
I'm trying to work on vulnerability and being vulnerable.
It is a tough thing to be vulnerable because you're inviting someone to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
You're burying your soul and then being like, is this okay? Someone can go, no.
Isn't that what love is, though?
I don't think I've ever been in love. I think I've been in lust. Well, I think I've thought I was in love, but I don't think I've truly ever been in love.
I don't know. I think love is... a little bit. I think it's been built up into something it's not from movies. I think movies and TV shows, especially movies, have really screwed up all of this stuff.
Okay, what do you think love is?
I think it's like, I think it's two different things. I think at the beginning of a relationship, it's being wildly enamored with someone, caring about them, like wanting to make them happy and just know everything about them, and just feeling better when they're around. And thinking about, like, what are they like? And how can I, yeah, like, how can I put that, make that an important thing in my life? Mm-hmm. And then after that fades, I think it becomes, like, a thing where it's about more commitment. It's like, I'm gonna make compromises for this person. I think this person, being with this person is better than being without this person. And so when they, when I have to make compromises for them or they annoy me, it's worth it because long term, this is what I want my life to be. But it's not like, yay, them every day the way that it used to be. Mm. And I think that in movies, it's like, oh, you get hit with an arrow and just forever, you're in love with them. That's it. Mm-hmm. And it's the special kind of love that's more like, I feel like it's not that different from friendship love. It's not that different from familial love. They're like shaded differently. But they're all different ways of caring about people.
That's why I like the Sex and the City movie. Some people don't like it, but when Miranda and Steve break apart but then decide to get back together on that bridge, it's like they made a compromise to forgive each other for the things that they didn't see eye to eye on. And Steve, you know, cheated on her.
Yes.
Right, that's his name, right? Steve?
Yes.
Steve. Yeah. Miranda.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Miranda.
So she forgave him for that. He forgave her for being an ice cold bitch, and they refound their love. Yeah. I think that's the perfect example of love. Yeah. Steve and Miranda from Sex and the City.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is. It's like forgiving people and weighing options with your eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the great loves in my life have just been friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I've been in love, but like, I
guess the people I love the most in my life are all my friends.
Yeah.
Like I have friends who I'm like, oh, I love you dearly. And if anything ever happened to this friendship, I think I'd be really upset about it.
Yeah.
But then there's friends I've just let go because I'm like, fuck you. You're bad.
Well, that's, you have to do that.
Oh, I just want a man in my life where I go, oh, you're so wonderful. You do things for me that I love. Honestly, like, I just am tired of having strange sex.
Oh, I can't do it.
It's really annoying.
I can't do it. I can't do stranger sex. It just, it's not exciting to me. It's boring.
I don't think it's boring. I think it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, you don't fucking know what I want and I have to tell you. And then I have to repeat myself because you're not fucking listening.
Yeah. I just want to be nice to somebody. That's my thing now. I just want somebody who, like, I can, because I feel like I've embarrassed myself with guys by being too nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. They say, like, oh, don't be so nice. It'll drive them away if you're nice to them.
But that's crazy.
Yeah. I want to remember your birthday. I want to get you a present because I thought of you. Mm-hmm. and it just seemed perfect, and I want to, like, yeah, like, be nice. But all of those things are apparently big turnoffs with dating. I might be your worst guest because I have no answers. I do not know.
It's okay. We're just like fucking trying to figure it out together.
Yeah.
I guess I'm nice. Yeah, I guess I'm not, I don't really know. Like, when I start dating someone, or I, like, try to, like, be involved and listen and remember things, like, more than I ever do anywhere else. Like, I'll forget lines at work, but, like, you tell me you like a taco with chicken and just tomato and guacamole, I'll remember that till I die.
Yeah.
And it's, I try very hard. And I feel like it's not reciprocated. Like, I feel like when I'm on dates with dudes, I'm, like, constantly repeating myself. I went on this date with a guy, and I was like, this isn't going anywhere. I probably will never go out with him again. Because I generally don't talk about work with people. Mm-hmm. Because in LA, people are either working or they're, like, aspiring to work doing the same thing or whatever. And he kept saying that he was like, you know, he wanted to write pilots. And I was like, I think you mean you want to write for a TV show. I don't think you just want to write pilots.
Yeah.
That seems crazy.
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to sell them as well? Like, what is it?
Nope. Just write them and
just, I just want to write pilots and, like, look at them.
Yeah.
Just, like, print them out and have them. And then I finally was just like, yeah, yeah, I do comedy, whatever. That's like how I make money. And then he was like, yeah, but how? And I was like, oh, I do shows and people pay me. And he's like, yeah, but like where? And I was like, I go on tour and stuff. He's like, oh, he like couldn't wrap his mind around it. And then later was like, wait, what do you do again? And I was like, I'm a comic. I'm a comedian. It was like, it blew my mind how little he was listening to me.
Wow.
And at one point I was just like, I have to go. This man is so boring and thinks his life is way more interesting than mine, and it's not.
Did you go?
No, I stayed.
I've thought about that.
For a very long time. Oh, like, too long.
I thought about that recently. I went on a date, not that recently, months ago with a guy from Raya. Mm-hmm. And it was bad. And he wanted to go to a movie, which I know is supposed to be a bad date, mm-hmm. but I fucking love it. Please, yes, let me get
Wait,
used to you
why
being...
Why is that a bad date?
Because you're not talking for 2 hours, but I'm like, I gotta want to talk to a stranger for 2 hours? Let me get them to non-stranger level, and then we can have 2 hours
like
straight talking.
Going to a movie
I love
with somebody.
It. I love it.
Because then
it's
you automatically have something to talk about.
Yes!
Like, dinner and a movie, it should be movie and a dinner.
Yes!
Because you talk about the movie at dinner.
Movie and a drink afterwards. Perfect.
Yes.
But he wanted to meet up first before the movie, and he picked the Starbucks across the street, which I was like, oh, that feels special. I met him there. He had wet hair, didn't take his hood off the whole time, was negging me hard, and then when
did
we
you
were-
ask him why his hair was so wet?
No. This is the thing that my therapist says to me all the time. Like, did you ask why the thing? And I'm always like, no.
No.
I was just like, I'll go with this. Like, I live my life like, we'll figure it out. And I shouldn't.
You're an improviser.
Yeah.
You're yes-anding through life.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to call out everything that's happening in the scene. So we're sitting there and yeah, he's like being kind of like dismissive and trying to make fun of me for stuff that I'm like not insecure about. And so I'm like, what are you? Wait, that's not a bad thing, what you're making fun of. And then we got up to go across the street to this movie, which wasn't really a movie I wanted to see.
What movie was it?
It was the Wellness Cure or The Price of Wellness. It was something about wellness. It was like supposed to be kind of a horror thriller.
Huh.
It did not do well.
I guess not. I don't even know what movie that is.
Yeah. It was one of those weeks where like we'd both seen everything except like one movie. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. And so before we crossed the street to see it, he was like, oh, by the way, I was surprised. I guess people wanted to see this movie. And so they bought tickets. So like, I didn't get tickets in advance. I tried to buy tickets right before I walked over here. And, they only had two seats in the back of the theater. And I was like, oh, well, we can just use the tickets I bought. And he was like, what? And I was like, I bought tickets earlier today when we made plans for this. The seats are $3 each here. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So I just bought seats. He was like, how did you know? And I was like, I've been on a date before. Because like, I've been on so many dates with dudes who don't buy tickets. And he suddenly started being so nice to me and was like, oh, wow, well, okay, sure. Man, I can't believe you did that. I got the treats, huh? And I was like, yeah,
wait,
okay.
What movie theater are tickets $3?
Someplace in the valley. And
ew.
Like, I know. But he had been like, you got to go. It's so great. It was pretty cool. It was like one of those like motorized recliner places.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Like at Universal City Walk? Mm.
Do they have that? Oh, they do now.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's where I saw Boo, Madea, A Halloween.
Ugh. The first or the second?
The first one. I still haven't seen the second one. Have
Me
you
neither.
Seen the first one?
I did.
When she falls down the stairs, it's maybe the hardest I've ever laughed in public.
That's my least favorite Tyler Perry.
I've never seen another Tyler Perry
movie.
Oh,
you got to see Why Did I Get Married?
That one, who, Janet Jackson's in that one?
Janet Jackson's in it. What's her name? The singer.
Angie Stone.
No.
Jill Scott.
Jill Scott is in it. Ah. Yes. It's great. It even got a good review from the New York Times.
Really?
Yeah. Like it's good. I did see it in a packed theater in Chicago, which like really upped the stakes.
It's probably how you should always see a Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah. But anyway, so he's suddenly being nice to me, and I'm like, oh, I don't like that either. Like, so you were being a dick, and now suddenly I'm like not a doink, and so you're gonna be nice to me. And I really was like, I just want to leave. I just want to go away. Like, can I just go get in my car and be like, we know this is not no thank you, mm-hmm. goodbye. And I almost did, but then I like kind of wimped out and was like, yeah, I'll just sit through this whole movie. But I really wanted to just pull the ripcord.
Literally only left a date once. Where he was like, do you want to go to another location? I was like, actually, yeah, my house. It was tough. I felt like I was, like, not hurting. Yeah, it felt like I was hurting him. It felt awful.
Yeah.
And then he got, like, kind of sad and then slowly walked me into my car and was like, I live over there. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, no.
I hope you get home okay.
Yeah. Oh, and also did he pick the place?
Yeah.
Right by where he lives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. So he was the strangest man I've ever met. Whatever, it was a while ago. I haven't been on a date in a while.
Yeah,
I think it's December slows down in LA. People are like in and out of town.
Yeah, I kind of started dating somebody, but like, I don't
know. Oh yeah, how's that going?
I don't know. I can't tell. Like, I feel like I just don't understand the current dating climate at all. I feel like as soon as you start dating somebody, especially with now that people ghost and whatever. Like,
how do you feel about ghosting?
I hate it.
What would you rather someone do instead of ghosting?
Tell me that you are too busy to talk to me. So, yes, mm-hmm. you can still spare my feelings. But say that you're too busy, like, to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, like, still try to get in contact with you, and I know that you're not coming back, and I can figure out the no thanks. Unless I did something gross, unless you're like,
what's a gross
you need
thing
to
you've
know-
done to a man?
I don't know, but if it's something, because I don't know, but if it's something I didn't notice that I did, if somebody was like, hey, FYI, you were like staring at my roommate's dick the entire time you met him, and I don't want to be around you anymore, then I would be like, oh my God, thank you for telling me. I didn't even know I needed to look out for myself doing that. I didn't know that I was doing that.
You like a soft letdown. I would rather a man was like, oh, we weren't clicking and that's it.
You know
I'm
what?
So sorry.
I'll take that also. I guess I was trying to like pitch something that someone would go for because I feel like people are so scared to say that.
I don't understand why people can't just go, this is bad.
Yeah.
I guess,
or just,
I mean,
this doesn't fit. This doesn't fit right
I've
for me.
Ghosted people because I didn't want to hurt their feelings. But then after it happened to me a bunch, I was like, oh, this sucks. I'm going to just tell people or like let them know. Yeah. I mean, me leaving that man on that date was like very
you
clear.
Let him know. Yeah.
It was like goodbye. And then I've told guys, this one guy, I was like, this was in July, maybe we went out. And he's like, when are you free again? I was like, actually, I'm not free until Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you told him.
But then he texted me
Whoa.
Right after Thanksgiving. And I was like, I'm
put it in his calendar.
Pretty busy until the 4th of July.
Oh, so you're fun.
I really hope he messages me again on the 4th of July.
Would you go out with him if he does?
No. And then I'll give him another holiday, Labor Day. And if we make it all the way back to Thanksgiving, then I'll go out with him again.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think they should call it ghosting. I think they should call it like leaving a rabbit in a shoebox under your bed.
You're like, I know it's there.
I should feed it.
I should just feed
it. I can hear
it
scratching.
Like,
It'll die. It'll die on its own. Like, that's the worst way to kill something.
Funny.
It's awful. And so not that. Don't ghost. But because of that, I feel like it's so hard. Like, I'll go out with somebody and then a few times be like, are we dating? I don't know if we're dating.
I mean, it's really hard to understand if you're dating someone.
This guy.
I listen for context clues or for them to actually go, oh, on this before our date. I'm like, oh, okay, we're dating.
Yeah. And this is another thing where, as I said, my therapist will be like, do you ask? And I'm like, God, no.
Well, that you can't ask. Your therapist is too ballsy. You can't just ask someone if you're dating.
I mean, in my head, I'm the type of person who would fully be like, hey, are we dating?
No.
I'm cool with it either way. But then I don't.
You can't. Yeah. I'm also a person who like point blank asks people stuff. But like asking someone if you're dating is like, it's like, it's very telling. It's like either you want to be dating or you're like too dumb to understand that it's been a long time and you are dating.
That's the other thing. I'm not always sure of my answer. So I'm sort of like, when they have something they need to, or if I have something I have to tell them, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, let's just be wild children about this.
Oh, wait. Okay. So I was talking on a different podcast about how Female, I'm like completely changing the subject
because
it like popped in my head.
Yeah.
I said that female improv teachers don't date their students. And you texted me and you're like, I got engaged to one.
I did. I got
so
engaged to my
student.
I would
love to hear about that because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
I'm clearly not married to him now. He's married to another one of my students and they have a child.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what a dream. What a dream scenario.
He was one of my favorite students, obviously.
Yes.
But I didn't really have that in my head. But I had noticed he was tall. Mm-hmm. And after my class was over, I had broken up with another one of your guests. Another improv
teacher. How long did
teacher.
You date that guest?
2 years.
Ah.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
That is a long time. When I was obsessed with him, I went online. I was like, I want to look
we
at more
can
pictures
say who
of him.
It was right.
He was. Oh, I don't think he'll care.
Yeah, Will Hines.
Yes,
it just felt weird that we were getting to the point of like the man in question.
That man we can't say.
Yeah.
But I found a what is it called? A Flickr account
uh-huh.
where there's pictures of the two of you, and I was like, that's the kind of woman he likes. He likes them white. And I was really sad.
But, he likes all kinds.
Yeah, I mean, it was very, you tell yourself things.
Yeah.
But now I know why he won't date me. And I think the answer was he just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I have my own ex-girlfriend opinions, but most of them boil down to he's a nice guy and I like him.
I think he's great.
Yeah.
And even now, if he said, Nicole Byer, let's go to Mexico and live there for the rest of our lives, I would go, great, Will Hines, let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
Do you think that's an insane thing to say?
No.
For whatever reason, I love him so much.
No, I'm just trying not to, like, comment on my ex-boyfriend on a podcast.
Oh, sure. Yes. I put you in a very wild situation.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
We can cut all this out.
No, it's okay. But you guys, I would be happy for you should that happen. Should you end up in Mexico with my ex-boyfriend,
but here's
I would send you roses.
Either of us would be happy after 2 weeks.
That would be what I would say.
You'd be like, what have we done?
Yep. Yeah. So I was single and newly single, so really it was on my mind a lot, mm-hmm. and really trying to figure it out. And the student of mine was like, "Oh, we got to. She's great. I should find somebody for her to date." And this, according to him, I was like trying to think uh-huh. of somebody to date. I think because he ran into me on the train or something, and then was like, "Who should it be? Oh, wait, me. I'm a nice guy. What about me?" And so he asked me out, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, he's a nice guy. Sure, why not?"
Mm-hmm.
But you'll notice that story wasn't. We were both wild with passion through the whole class.
You were both like, "These are nice people."
Yeah. Yeah. And so it was a good relationship for a while, and then it didn't work for us, and we wanted very different things. And
how long did you date?
3 years.
Dang!
No, 3 years.
Would you call yourself a serial monogamist?
Fully, yes.
Monogamist?
That's
did I
what
say
I,
that right?
That's what I am. Serial monogamist. I like to, as I said, I like to be nice to somebody. I like to hunker down, get some little throw blankets.
Did you move in together?
We did.
How many men have you lived with?
Just him.
Oh, okay. That sounded a really mean question.
Two.
How many men have you lived with?
When I was in college, I started dating my roommate. So I was already living with him and then started dating.
I've only really lived with a bunch of gay men.
That sounds like a dream.
Yeah. Well, the current gay man has a boyfriend and...
Ooh, that's rubbing it in your face.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
And they keep making cookies and giggling.
Oh, come on.
And
I couldn't handle that.
I fucking hate Christmas and you're making Christmas cookies every night and just like having the time of your lives.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about working with like a matchmaker?
I think it would be pointless.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because black women are not desirable.
But I...
And I don't want to, like... And I assume the people with money aren't... They're not looking for a fat black woman.
I don't think that's... I don't know what people are looking for. But I don't think that can't possibly be completely true. Some people aren't. But some people, that's exactly what they're looking for, right?
Sure.
I feel like one of the... fallout things that I really want to have happen with this whole Weinstein thing
mm-hmm.
is like people getting in touch, especially men, feeling like they can be attracted to what they're actually attracted to,
mm-hmm.
not just what movies and TV tell them they're supposed to be. Because I think it's going to be, if they were really honest, it would be a wild tapestry of stuff.
Because I'm attracted to dumpster looking dudes, beautiful men.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to, like, literally people who look like a soda can.
Well, and the thing that, to me, the problem is the apps are the least of what I'm attracted to. Like, I'm attracted to the way somebody moves and smells and laughs and all the things that, like, you only see when you're in a room with them. Mm-hmm. And so you think you can, like, kind of get an idea of it from these apps, and then you meet them and you're like, oh, you smell wrong. Not, like, bad, but just wrong.
Yeah.
And you move like a snake, and it makes my skin crawl. I can't stand any of it.
Yeah, dating apps, when you meet up with someone off of dating, it's just a blind date.
Yeah.
You don't know what their voice sounds like. Sometimes they sound like Mickey Mouse, and you're like, the fuck?
But I wonder, like, the reason I brought up a matchmaker is because I feel like someone who can assess you and see what you are and what is attractive about you, mm-hmm. and then see what is attractive about somebody and put those together.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it. I don't think I'll find a matchmaker whose expertise is fat black women.
Well, if somebody can figure that out and become that, I think they would clean up.
It would be great, because there's a lot of fat black ladies with money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who are just looking for their equal.
Yeah.
Eliza Skinner, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why won't you date me? Okay. Imagine you're a man. Or you're attracted to women. Why won't you date me?
Okay, I'm putting myself in the zone.
Or would you?
It's
okay if you won't. Very few people have said that they would.
Well, I will say this. I would for sure contact you off of that profile.
Yay!
For sure. I don't know if there would be magic between us.
Okay.
I can't put myself in, like... Because again, as I said, the moves, the smells, the sounds.
Do I smell bad?
No, but it's like...
Do I sound bad?
Well, okay, now, yes. But I feel like, honestly, I feel like this is a question I should have known I would be answering. But also we'll be thinking about, like, for weeks. Like,
it's okay.
Would I date Nicole? I don't know.
I think if you're thinking this long and hard about it, you wouldn't. And that's okay.
Here's what I can say for sure. I would definitely contact you off of that.
Uh-huh.
And I would be in a relationship with you. That sounds like that would be fun.
Thank you.
That would be fun and comforting, which is what a relationship should be.
Oh, boy.
I don't understand the in-between part. That's my big problem.
That's funny that you don't want to go on dates with me to get to know me. You just want to be in a relationship
with me.
But that's
how I feel about that men, too.
Is great. Well, yeah, getting to know someone it's not fun.
It's the worst part.
And then you have to, like, remember things.
Yep.
Here's my thing. I can't imagine dating someone for, like, 2 years and then being like, oh, I know everything about you and I'm done.
Yeah, I've done that a bunch of times.
I don't think I can do it. I've never been in, like, a full-fledged relationship.
They're bumpy.
They seem bumpy.
But they're also comforting and nice.
Yeah, I don't know how I would fare in a real relationship.
Also, I mean, I don't know. This town is just tough for
dating. It is. And I kind of, every time I go on tour, I'm like, maybe I'll just import a boy.
I think you should.
I should just find one. But then, like, all the ones I've spoken to at my shows have been like,
isn't that what Amy Schumer did?
Gumby little idiots. No, I believe she met him on Raya.
Oh, fucking Raya.
I'm like 99% sure that's how they met. But there is 1% that I'm unsure because I don't know her.
Yeah, me neither.
I've never once spoken to her, so, like, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure that's how they met.
Yeah. I just feel like this town is full of so many young, beautiful people, because that's who comes here, and then they leave when they're 28, and they're like, oh, this was dumb.
This was bad.
And so all these young, beautiful people are here, and they're all available. So while I'm like, you could date me, or you could date one of them, and they're like, I think what you're doing is amazing. I can't even believe it. Like, wait a minute. You wrote a whole pilot? You wrote a bunch of pilots? That's so amazing. And, or me being like, you could punch it up and try to submit it. So I don't know. It's a rough town for it.
It is. And then I'm like, am I going to just die alone? I might. And I thought I had my roommate, but he's now in a relationship. So yeah, I might die alone.
Well, on the one hand, we all do. And on the other hand, you can find some, you can always figure out a different, there are things about your life you can control. My plan for my life is Golden Girls. Like, get a house, have a few other girls live in there, should nothing else work out.
I mean, that's basically what's happening right now.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get my very dear friend who lives in Australia, John, to come live with me with his boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I was like, it'll be fun. You can decorate your the back house however you want. It'll be great. You live with me. It'll be wonderful.
Here's one thing that maybe is helpful, because I feel like all your guests have been really insightful, and I am not. But my therapist said that dating is all about just getting to know somebody.
Yes.
And it's just about, like, you know, getting to know them and getting and letting them get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
And that a lot of times I can be performative and, like, entertain people instead of being like, well, here's actual me and I want to know more about actual you.
I mean, it is hard as a performer, I think, to let your guard down. Because, like, you do it sometimes in front of an audience. Or at least, I don't know. I'm
but you're still totally
real.
In control of that.
Yes. Yes. I'm in control. I'm the one with the microphone. You're the one who came to see me. I'm going to tell you my truths, but they are peppered with jokes. And then it's like talking to somebody.
To show you I'm not going to really be hurt.
Yeah.
About this truth.
Yes.
I made a joke.
Because I made a joke about it, and we're all laughing at it. And some of it does come from pain, but a lot of it is, like, just, you know, what my thoughts are. I don't know. But then talking to a person, I try not to tell too many jokes or be too funny, but then I'm like, but I do love to laugh.
Me too.
And then it just gets really cloudy.
Yeah.
As to, like, how much you, because I've been a performative person my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, when I was little, my grandmother would always be like, up, and there she goes. She's performing for us. And then after a while, like, as I got older, I was like, well, no, I'm not performing. I like to laugh and I like to hear you laugh, but, like, this is who I am at this point, and it's not a performance. So it's, like, a real hard, I think it's a hard wall to break through, to be like, I am funny. I do like to laugh, but I am being real with you. And, like, I made a joke about it, but, like, I am talking about something real.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want to feel like, oh, I have to not be myself.
Yeah.
And part of being yourself is doing bits, joking around. I was on a date with a guy, and he was kind of monologuing to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was a little bit annoying, but then I started thinking, like, oh, this is his version of doing bits. This is where he feels comfortable and is still trying to reach out to me, but in a way that he's kind of controlling. And so I had to, like, kind of break it and start asking him questions, like, that weren't about, like, I started asking him questions about his childhood and being like, do you want to hear about me? And, like, kind of, it was like the sewing card version of a conversation.
I really hate it when you have to go, okay, I've asked you a bunch of questions. Can I tell you something about myself? And I feel like it happens a lot with men.
Yeah.
Because they're not interested in you.
Well, sometimes it's because they're not interested in you, but sometimes it's because they're nervous.
And oh,
they don't know what
that.
Else to say. And it's hard to tell the difference, but I try to allow for that option sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If it's somebody who looks like they got a good dick.
I do love dicks.
They're pretty great.
Eliza, thank you so much for coming
here. Thank you for having me.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
I have a new podcast, but I don't know when it's going to be out.
What's it called? So when it comes out, people will know.
It's called Now That's What I Call Playlist.
And then you ask me to be on it, and hopefully you'll let me be on it.
Oh, can't wait.
And when is Drop the Mic? Is it on now?
Yeah,
or?
Well, I mean, I think we're off for a couple weeks for the holidays. But yeah, it's on Tuesday nights on TBS. And yeah, Celebrity is Rap Battling, hosted by Method Man. He's a dream.
I thought it was hosted by a lady.
Method Man and Haley Baldwin. She's the co-host.
Okay. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and rate it 5 stars. And if you leave a fun comment where you hit on me, I'll read them. So Sarah Hirsch on December 15th said, let's bump tacos, which isn't terrible, but very funny. I like it. King on December 18th said, 10 out of 10 recommended. Would love a naked yoga video, but please don't show your feet. That's for family only. I don't really understand that, but
maybe
thank
he's trying
you.
To stand out.
This one says, Weiger loves hot salad. He's referencing a different podcast called Doughboys that I'm not a host on. And he said, I'd like for my squinty-eyed face under your porn star puss, I'd eat you like you're a delicious bag of Taco Bell. I am too shy to tell to your face. Let's watch Star Wars and chill. He literally is referencing a whole other podcast that I just did.
He's letting you know he's listening to you everywhere.
Ah, this other person says, okay, face, great penis. I love Nicole. I want to see her porno pussy. And it'd be great if she'd sit on my face. Also, listen to this show. It's great. Hit me up, Nicole. And that's it. Nobody's been pretty... I've asked people to be nasty.
I know.
And nobody has been nasty.
Some of those were pretty nasty.
No, what I'm looking for is I want to use you as a puppet with my hand up your puss. I don't know.
Okay. So, like, impossible nasty.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm looking for. Fantastical nasty.
Yeah, send her fantastical nasty. Are you looking for, like, tentacle porn kind of stuff?
Not tentacle porn, but, like, I want to eat your pussy like it's a hot cup of soup.
Do you know there's a... wait, but you hate soup.
Yeah, I do, but I like the imagery of someone dipping a spoon in me. I think it's really funny.
You know there's a fetish that's like wanting to be consumed by a woman? Like,
ew.
And so it's an impossible thing. So people just draw pictures of it. So you can find like crayon drawn pictures of full grown men inside of women.
That's wild.
There. Yeah.
That's so the craziest thing
I've
ever heard.
That's a fantastical
that.
One.
Anywho, thank you so much for being here. That's it. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/date me.